6 minutes past eight, and with what it says in your morning papers, here's Jonas Doyle.
It may be the national holiday, but it's business as usual for most papers on their front pages. Only in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror is there extensive green to be seen. Pint the town, says the Star headline. According to the paper, the country is geared up for a massive green party. Green energy, says the Mirror. St. Patrick's Day celebrations have kicked off across the globe, writes Pat Flanagan, and there are pictures of that from Boston and London. Elsewhere, it's fairly sober news. The Irish Independent leads with a report that experts on workplace bullying were called in to conduct a three-month-long investigation into staff at Maynooth University. The Irish Examiner has an interview with Ireland's new gambling regulator, Anne-Marie Caulfield, in which she says she will vet the executives of top gambling firms as part of the licensing process, and there will be very severe penalties for companies that flout the rules. As the headline puts it, she is tackling a problem that harms men, women and children. In the Irish Times lead story, Martin Wall reports that Ukraine wants to buy electronic warfare jamming equipment, unarmed surveillance drones and armoured personnel carriers with new funding provided by the Irish government. So ministers have been told, he writes. The Cabinet agreed earlier this month to provide an additional €100 million in non-lethal aid for Kyiv, which said its priority would be funding air defence radar systems. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has issued a warning to Irish water. In an interview with the Irish Daily Mail's John Lee, he said that a lack of access to water and wastewater facilities was holding back housing development. And he said hundreds of millions of euro in funding would be withheld until the body, more recently known as Uisce Éireann, provides a plan on how it will support house building. In the Times, there is news of a letter to the Taoiseach from Tim Cook, head of the Apple Computer Company, released to the paper under the Freedom of Information Act. Cormac McQuinn reports that in the letter, dated the 27th of January, Mr. Cook tells Micheál Martin that Ireland is incredibly important to Apple and it is truly our second home. Whether he means that last bit literally, we don't know. But in an opinion piece in the Times, Margaret E. Ward writes that increasing numbers of wealthy Americans are fleeing the United States. The comedian Rosie O'Donnell is not the only one, she says, noting that many American professionals and academics are considering a move to Europe amid the autocratic chaos of the Trump administration. The Independent, in an editorial, says that the idea of what it means to be Irish has broadened. After all, St. Patrick himself was British and moved here twice, the paper says, first by force as a slave and second by design to answer a calling as a missionary. The Examiner front page has a happy picture of what the headline calls new Irish eyes smiling. They are those of Betty and Ido Akin Yimica and their three children dressed in green, getting ready to celebrate the national holiday in Middleton, County Cork. The Times recalls the extent to which St. Patrick's honouring was once associated with pilgrimage and religion. The more recent scale of revelry has generated concerns about crassness and excess, says the writer. But the opportunities the day offers have understandably been embraced. Ireland's place in the world revolves much around deployment of soft power, the global economic connections, the scale of its diaspora, and the penetration of its culture.